Thank you very much for your patience. So we'll start because I think we're all here. Mm-hmm. And if colleagues will come in later, hopefully they'll still grab some seats over here. So I'll just start with a couple of details on the timings for this one-day ministerial meeting. It's a meeting of defense ministers, as you know. I will be on the record throughout. Enrique, there's some seats
here.
Left, right. And my two colleagues will be speaking as senior NATO officials. So just very quickly, this is the first opportunity since the Wales Summit for Defence Ministers to look at the progress that's been made and also to look forward to the Warsaw Summit, which, as you know, will be taking place in 2016. In particular, the focus will be the Readiness Action Plan. The schedule, I must warn you in advance, will be quite tight, so not ideal for the early risers. The Secretary-General will hold a short doorstep at 7:50 at the front entrance, or for the optimists among you, at 10 to 8. And he will have time, obviously, for a few questions. And the actual meetings will kick off at 9 o'clock. And we're starting with a meeting of the Nuclear Planning Group. As you might know, this is a regular meeting that the ministers have practically every year. And the focus is on the continued safety, security, and effectiveness of NATO's nuclear deterrent. That will be followed at 10:45 by a meeting of the NATO-Georgia Commission with the Georgian Defense Minister, Mindia Janelidze, and we'll hear much more about this presently. The Secretary-General will give a press conference at around 12:30, and then at around 1 o'clock, the ministers will discuss over a working lunch the challenges that the alliance faces to the east and to the south, and their impact on NATO's defense planning process. That will be followed by a family picture, and the final session at 15:45 to discuss the implementation of the Readiness Action Plan. So I would expect substantive decisions, as the Secretary-General indicated in his press conference last week,